A lot of people think of taxidermy is like go to their grandpa's house and see an old nasty looking deer hanging up. It's not like that. I mean, you're talking this stuff that looks like it's breathing. It's the Super Bowl of taxidermy, basically.
That is Harold McGuire of McDowell, Virginia, describing the World Taxidermy and Fish Carving Championships, held every 2 years as the largest industry trade show in the world for taxidermists. This year, the event was held in Springfield, Missouri, from April 30th through May 4th, with people from all 50 states and 22 nations. Harold McGuire of McGuire's Taxidermy and Freeze Drying made the 17-hour drive to the show with a strutting turkey mount. He arrived a first-time competitor, but he left as something else, a world champion. Harold McGuire won the Best in the World title in the Master Division Turkey category. Just to give you an idea of how difficult this accomplishment is, a person has to win 2 blue ribbons in state shows in the professional division to even compete in masters. In the masters division at the World Championships, a person must score an average of at least 90 points from 2 of the toughest judges in the industry to win first place, which means in some years there is no winner at all. Harold's mount scored an average of 93.5. Since the championship started in 1982, Harold is only number 6 on the list of first place winners in the turkey category. The journey to creating the strutting turkey mount that would one day become world champion material began several years ago.
A guy had given me a turkey a few years back, and he wanted the meat out of it, so I skinned the turkey out, gave him the meat. And I knew it had a really, really good skin on it, good feathers, and be a good competition bird. And I started competing in 2015, and so I was saving that turkey. And then I decided we just want to go to the World Show, and I put it together. I worked on it for probably 4 to 6 weeks, solid, and got everything right, and got it done.
Harold says he strives to make the finished mount look alive.
In other words, you got to make the animal look almost better than it does in the wild. And that's the truth. And at the World Show, your final score is based on your habitat too. It's not just on actual taxidermy. You could have the best turkey there, but have poor artistic value, like a poor base, and you're going to get a lower score than a guy's got a medium grade turkey, but excellent artistic value. So I freeze dried some morels and tried to do the rock, the base it was on, made that out of paper mache, and trying to make it look as much like the forest floor as I could.
Harold was self-taught taxidermy from watching videotapes, and he has been working on his craft for 24 years. His emotions couldn't be held back when describing what the win means.
It's almost like it came full circle for me. I mean, I won. You know, I won best in the world. And it means a lot to me. So it means a lot to me. It means a lot to my business. You know, it'll be with me forever. I've already had turkeys shipped in from Tennessee, Michigan, and South Carolina since I won that award. I mean, everybody wants to get something out of our world champion. I mean, I would, you know. Even though I'm no better than anybody else. You know, it's like Kerry Cochran, 2-time past world champion. He told me there's lots of guys that don't go to that show, that just do it as a hobby, that are really, really good, that could come out there and win best in the world. I mean, that's basically what I did. Just a backyard taxidermist, went out there, never been before, and here somebody out of nowhere, little old McDowell, Highland County, go out there and blow them away. So it's pretty cool.
McGuire's Taxidermy and Freeze Drying can be contacted on Facebook or at 540-357-3392. For AMR, this is Chris Swecker.